Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Yes, indeed. Welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut. Alan T here with you for the next hour, and we've got a great soundtrack for you today from a film that is a little bit difficult to play a trailer from. But I'm going to tell you now, it should be lots of fun. The music is great. It is called Godzilla from 1998. It's an American monster film. I think we know that. And it was directed and co-written by Roland Emmerich. It's also the 23rd film of the franchise and the first Godzilla film to be completely produced by a Hollywood studio. But the film stars Matthew Broderick and Jean Reno, amongst others. But the co-creator and producer of various Godzilla films, who died in April 1997, in the film Tomoyuki Tanaka. In the film, authorities investigate and battle a giant monster who migrates to New York to nest its young. And the movie kicks off with this great track. This is Puff Daddy with Jimmy Page. You heard it. Come with me.
You go, I can't forget it. Why you had it? I won't permit it. I wanna quit it. I wanna fight you. I fucking bite you. Can't stand nobody like you. You can't run. You can't hide. No surprise. Close your eyes. Come with me.
A great sound. Indeed, there. Come with me, the full version here on the director's cut this week. Well, Godzilla was theatrically released in 1998, in May, in fact, to negative reviews, and grossed $375 million worldwide against a production budget between $113 and $150 million. Ooh. Well, a marketing cost also of $80 million, becoming the third highest grossing film of 1998. Well, despite turning a profit, it was considered a box office disappointment. Planned sequels were cancelled and an animated series was produced instead. Well, TriStar, who had distributed it, let their remake sequel rights expire on May the 20th, 2003. In 2004, Toho began trademarking new variations of the TriStar's Godzilla as Zilla, with only the incarnations from the 1998 film and animated show retaining the Godzilla copyright trademark. Well, the plot's coming next, but we continue now with music. Here is Heroes from David Bowie, with the Wallflowers doing the honours.
Smell like a dolphin.
You're listening to The Director's Cut here on Talk Radio Europe. My name is Alan T. Well, the album of the soundtrack from the 1998 film Godzilla was released in May of 19th of 1998 through Epic Records and mainly consists of alternative rock songs. Well, the album's most successful singles we just heard, the beginning was Puff Daddy and Jimmy Page's Come With Me, which peaked at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 and was certified platinum. The single sold a certified 2.25 million copies worldwide. Well, other hits you'll be hearing today, Jamiroquai's Deeper Underground, the band's only number one on the UK singles chart, and The Wallflowers, we've just played their cover of Heroes, which peaked at number 10 on the Billboard Modern Rock Tracks chart in 1998. Back in a mo.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Yep, you're listening to The Director's Cut here on Talk Radio Europe. And, well, plot, for what it's worth, goes like this. An iguana nest is exposed to a fallout of a military nuclear test in French Polynesia in the South Pacific Ocean. A Japanese cannery vessel is suddenly attacked by a giant creature with only one fisherman surviving. Dr. Nick Tapalopoulos, an NRC scientist, is in the Chernobyl exclusion zone researching the effects of radiation on wildlife, but is interrupted by an official from the US State Department who has come to pick him up for a special assignment. Meanwhile, in Tahiti, a mysterious Frenchman questions the traumatized survivor over what he witnessed, who repeatedly replies, "Gorilla." Nick is sent to Panama and Jamaica to study a trail of wreckage leading to another cannery ship with massive claw marks on it. While Nick identifies skin samples he discovers in the shipwreck as belonging to an unknown species, he dismisses the military theory of the creature being a living dinosaur, instead deducing it is a mutant created by nuclear testing. The music continues now. Here we go. The sound of Rage Against the Machine. This is No Shelter on The Director's Cut.
Blind and leave nothing behind.
No Shelter, Rage Against the Machine here on the Director's Cut. Well, the soundtrack debuted at number 2 in the Billboard 200, being blocked from number 1 by DMX's debut album, It's Dark and Hell is Hot. The album was commercially successful, being certified platinum in the United States, Japan and New Zealand, gold in Australia and 3 times platinum in Canada. So by July 1988, the album has sold over 2.5 million copies worldwide. It was number 56 on the Billboard's chart of 1998's best-selling albums, having sold 1.3 million copies in the United States alone by the end of 1998. This is Untitled from Silverchair on the Director's Cut.
Saw to me there.
Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Well, the creature travels to New York City, and why not? Leaving a path of destruction in its wake, the city is evacuated before the US military, on Nick's advice, lure the creature into revealing itself with a large pile of fish. Well, their attempt to kill it fails, however, and only causes further damage before it escapes. Well, Nick collects a blood sample, and by performing a pregnancy test, discovers the creature reproduces asexually, and so is collecting food for its offspring. Well, Nick also meets up with his ex-girlfriend, Audrey Timmons, a young aspiring news reporter, and while she visits him, she uncovers a classified tape in his provisional military tent concerning the monster's origins and turns it over to the media. Well, she hopes to have a report put on TV to launch her career, but her boss, Charles Kalman, uses the tape in his report, declaring it has own discovery and dubs the creature Godzilla. The music continues now. This is Running These Days of the New. Yeah, good music. This is the director's cut as we continue with the plot. As a result of the tape's disclosure, Nick is removed from the operation and he disowns Audrey before being kidnapped by the mysterious Frenchman Philippe Rocher. Revealing himself as an agent of the French Secret Service, Philippe explains that he and his colleagues have been closely watching the events to cover up their country's role in the nuclear testing that created Godzilla. While suspecting a nest somewhere in the city, they cooperate with Nick to trace and destroy it. Meanwhile, Godzilla resurfaces and dives into the Hudson River to evade a second attempt by the military to kill it, where it is attacked by Navy submarines. Well, after colliding with torpedoes, Godzilla sinks, believed to be dead by the authorities. He just disappears. Mm. The music continues now. This is Fuel and Walk the Sky.
Save me from inside. Wretched is ill to procreate for genocide. To keep inside grips me until the point of breaking's no surprise. See how it tried to fly, wings that are clipped in.
Yeah.
back-to-back tracks there with the Foo Fighters, A320. We'll be back after the break with more great sounds from the movie Godzilla here on The Director's Cut.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Welcome back. This is The Director's Cut. This week it's Godzilla. Well, Nick and Philippe's team, followed up by Audrey and her cameraman, as she's back in there, Victor, Anil Palotti, find the nest inside Madison Square Gardens, no less, with over 200 eggs. Before long, the eggs begin to hatch and the strike team are attacked by the offspring, of course. Nick, Animal Audrey and Philippe take refuge in the garden's broadcast booth and successfully send out a live news report to alert the military. A prompt response involving an airstrike is initiated as the four escape moments before the Air Force bomb the arena. The music continues now. Here's Green Day, and this is Brain Stew. This is the Godzilla remix, and it's a bit crazy as well. Enjoy.
I'm having trouble trying to sleep. Counting sheep but running out. As time ticks by, still I try. No rest for grasshoppers in my mind. On my own, here we go.
I told you it was a bit weird. Anyway, Audrey and Nick reconcile. Yeah. Before the adult Godzilla, having survived, emerges from the garden's ruins. Enraged by the deaths of its brood, it takes the rage out on the four, chasing them across Manhattan in a taxi. Really? I thought it was bigger than that. Anyway, they managed to trap Godzilla within the suspension cables of the Brooklyn Bridge, allowing the returning Air Force to strike it down with missiles. We continue now with the sound of This is Joey Deluxe, Undercover, and we've got a couple more tracks to come before the end of today's programme.
Take two steps forward, smile, and turn on the lights. Just like a scene from a movie that you feel like you own the rights. A bit of sweet talk and magic, a laugh and a little affection. Some alcoholic persuasion, and you're grooving in the proper direction. Secret agent man is always a mystery lover. A one smooth operator working undercover. Undercover. Chemistry is crucial when the op is in the search of perfection. Keep your eyes wide open. Surveillance is the key to detection. Infiltrate, investigate, interrogate until you get a clue. Ingratiate, inebriate, infatuate your next ingenue. Till she's in you at the loins, and she's longing like a long-lost lover. That's when you know that you're working undercover. Undercover. Outside the law, you better watch your back. She could be a double agent. Mata Hari may be on your track. You better give her the slip. Slip her shadow, baby. Shake her tail. Yes, it's a one false move and you're dead. You've got to know when to bail. Spain, James Bond, Philip Marlowe, secret agent lover. And now you're Mickey Spillane, you're going undercover. Undercover. It's a covert operation, in and out, and get yourself out of there. Tapped, wired, and end up caught in her snare. Few are those who can resist the lure of wealth and sex. So wrap it up in your trench coat, baby, and pray it protects. A secret agent man is always a mystery lover. Smooth operator working undercover. 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 Undercover.
Well, to close off the plot, Godzilla collapses to the ground where the taxi is smashed under its jaws and slowly dies from its mortal wounds. And the remaining citizens and authorities celebrate, not surprising. Audrey tells Kalman that she quits working for him after what he has done before leaving with Nick. Philippe, taking a tape Animal was recording and promises to return it after removing certain contents, thanks Nicky for his help and parts ways. Meanwhile, in the ruins of Madison Square Garden, a single surviving egg hatches and the hatchling roars to life. Well, that's the plot for you. As we continue with the music to take us up the top of the hour, two more tracks. This one, of course, you'll recognise. This is the great Jamiroquai track, Deeper Underground, which, as I said earlier, was his only number one in the UK. This is the Director's Cut.
Deeper, got to go much deeper. They gonna wreck it down here.
Power Choir and Deeper Underground from the movie Godzilla. Well, Bob Levin, chief of the marketing for the film, was caught by surprise when Emmerich insisted not to use the full body images or headshots of Godzilla during marketing. Levin stated, "We got indications from them that they really didn't think that the full figure of Godzilla should be at all exposed prior to release the film." Well, 300 companies, would you believe that many, signed an agreement not to show the full image of Godzilla before the film's release. Prior to principal photography, Emmerich filmed a teaser trailer, and it cost $600,000 that featured Godzilla's foot crushing the skeleton of a Tyrannosaurus Rex at a museum. Well, the film called Godzilla, the music's pretty good too, and we're going to finish off with this one. Take us out. This is called Macy Day Parade for Michael Penn. My thanks as always to Maddie and Eamon for helping me put the show together. Hope you enjoyed the music to date. I'll be with you next time here on The Director's Cut. Bye for now.
Right. Yes, everything has changed. Everything you thought of. Don't it look the same when you bend down to it?
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.